At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And if you're going, why do we need another tackle? Mike, tell him why we need another tackle.
All right, man. We found out today that Caleb McGarry leaves practice, gets carted off with apparently a lower leg injury. So that could be knee, could be anything. But he's going to get an MRI. We will not have the results of the MRI, I don't know, not by close of business at least. So stay tuned on that. Well, normally I'd be upset, but not that upset because I know I got Storm Norton, who's plugged in four times as a tackle. I think once for Jake, I think three times for Caleb over the years. But he's injured too. We were missing him in practice. That's something that you and I brought up. If you listen to the show, we told you every day, worried about Storm Norton, worried about Darnell Mooney. But Storm Norton apparently had surgery on an ankle. Adam Schefter reported that. So he's out 6 to 8 weeks, best case. So right now, if, heaven forbid, it's a long-term injury for Caleb McGarry, we don't have a starting right tackle in the building. Now, we've got guys that can plug in from the backups, but that's not exactly ideal. Right now, it would be Elijah Wilkinson, who started games, Carl, in the league as a guard. We also have a big guy in Brandon Parker, but he's not looked that great in the preseason. A journeyman, huge 6'8" tackle.
Yeah, he's a big guy, and I'm sure they'll continue to work. You know, they've got some plans with people that are in the building. Outside the building, my guess and my thought about this is you're going to have to wait until final cuts. And the reason is because that's going to allow teams to say, these are the guys we really like the most, who's available out there. And then once that happens, Mike, that doesn't mean teams won't still potentially do trades. Today we saw the Browns agree to trade defensive tackle Juwan Briggs and a 26th, seventh-round pick to the Jets. This is the kind of move that I think we may be anticipating with the Falcons. And I brought this up earlier in the show just to say this has happened. In 15, we traded for a guy named Andy Levitre who came in here from the Titans. We gave away a sixth-round draft pick and a future conditional pick.
Right.
Andy Levitre ended up being really good for us. He came in 15, 16 we go to the Super Bowl. He's on that line, blocked amazingly.
Nobody knew who he was.
No. And my point about this is that kind of deal may be in place. Who that is, guys, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know. But this is what our scouting department is for, and this is what Terry's job is. And so, Mike, they may make a move down the road, and I think we're going to be forced to because of the depth issue. Even if McGarry is not, let's say, 100%, are you going to risk that and say, we still don't have another backup plan? I think you need a backup plan now with knowing what the situation is with Storm Norton.
We don't have a fifth-round pick in next year's draft. We do have a 2, a 3, a 4, a 6, and a 7. Obviously, wouldn't we be giving up a first rounder unless it was a frontline tackle who somehow lost his job, had a lot of money on the salary or something, and that's why a team was going to move on from him.
We don't have a first next year.
Right. We don't have a first. We don't have a fifth. So I'm saying if you just compare to Andy Levitre,
yep.
You know, we talked about later round draft picks. So you know, we got a 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, and that's what we got for 26. It's a little scary because you're looking for a guy that you nailed it. We lucked out with that situation. We've had times where we didn't have a center. Remember 2015? Didn't have a center. We really didn't. We had Joe Hawley. We had other guys that person couldn't do the job, and it was just a drag, and that's why we went and got Alex Mack. Hopefully we can find somebody who gets cut, and a lot of guys have asked us, and we can just go over this real quick before we get to the dogs. What about moving Matthew Bergeron from left guard? He was a tackle at Syracuse. He's size-wise, you know, he could be a little bit bigger in the dumper to play tackle, but he's great. But do you want to see Dwayne Ledford, the O-line coach, and does Coach Ra want to make that move, as you said, kind of really get away from the chemistry you've got in the center of the line?
Yeah, I don't want to make a strength a weakness. That's my concern. Do you have a strength right now? And if you feel like that can be compromised, then it might not be worth it, Mike. Look, if you've got a guy, let's just say he is not as good as McGarry, which obviously that's not the case because they just gave him a $30 million extension. But he's good enough to fill in and fill the void, and with help and schematically you change some things up, how you operate, can you get through the first, let's just say, 5 weeks of the season? And by the way, it's not a cakewalk. Have you guys looked at the schedule? We've talked about this. Jaden Daniels coming to town at the end of September. We start with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who's on this division. Like, you start looking at the schedule and you go, all right, we got to win at least three of these first six. We got to be 500. So my point, Mike, is you could do that, but I also feel like I don't want to hurt a strength right now inside with our guards and certainly our center.
Right, and it's just something that we've been talking about a lot the last couple of weeks. We brought it up at Hooters our last couple of days of practice. Now, admittedly, we've not been at practice, and this was the last practice open to the media, by the way, today.
Yep.
So now it's basically they control the message, what's going down. But, I mean, Javon Gwynn is the backup center. That's not optimal. Elijah Wilkinson is now technically slides in, or Brandon Parker. And as we said, Parker's got the size, but he's been kind of a journeyman in his career. Wilkinson has started a bunch of games, over 35 games in the NFL, but we just don't have a lot of depth there. So now you're going to have to, as you said, hopefully, I would imagine, Carl, the personnel department, to your point, is already ahead of this, and they're looking at people. They've scouted other teams.
It's what they do. And this is why all these teams have personnel departments. And you have pro personnel, which is what this is. And you have college. College are the guys that are scouting the guys that we end up drafting. Pro is where Terry Fontenot came from. That's his background. I need to go find a guy who I think is good and another team doesn't value as much, and we fill in the void. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up and let us know what you think. That is the news today. It's certainly not good news, but it's not bad news either because we don't know the extent of the injury. It could be worse, especially if we're talking about, and Mike, I'm knocking on this faux wood in here. Now you're talking about a McGarry missing significant time. And when we say that, guys, again, you're talking 8, 9, 10 weeks of the season. That's a significant amount of time.
Right. And you know, as we said earlier, this is the blind side, or the side that Michael Penix Jr. doesn't have the best visibility because he is left-handed, the head of face faces this way. So, you know, you look at it and you say, how are we going to protect Michael Penix Jr. if it's Elijah Wilkinson or whoever it might be, or Parker? Now all of a sudden Charlie Warner is back there helping out as a tight end.
Yep.
Now Bijan is more than can Bijan chip and release, or is he stuck there blocking? That's not optimal. So there's ways you can make up for some deficiencies, but now you're taking away guys from being downfield as targets. That's the problem.
All right, guys. More on this to get to. Bob Herrick's on the way. Let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Well, the good news is respect comes when your guys are being represented. And Georgia lands 11 guys on the preseason All-SEC teams. Again, 1, 2, 3 teams, right? So there are a variety of guys. Some you know, Christian Miller. Some of these names you've heard. And some you may not be as familiar with. Oscar Delp, for example, you know, is a guy that many people are familiar with. Nate Frazier, Mike, on the third team.
Right.
Ernest Green earned the third team as well. But the news is this, that I think people around this conference still realize Georgia is loaded and they have a bunch of players that are going to show up big for this team this year. Whether at the end of the season, Mike, they're all SEC first, second, or third team, the talent is here. And how does Kirby cultivate that talent to get this team and get the best out of this version of the Georgia Bulldogs?
Yeah, man. Knowing that you know, you got a quarterback who's got some experience in some big games. Obviously, it worked out against Texas. I mean, nearly got his block knocked off in the SEC championship. Had a physical, you know, matchup against the Irish. He spent a lot of time yesterday talking about how the coach maybe put him in a not the best place to succeed, trying to get him to do a 2-minute drill with 39 seconds on the wrong side of the 30, which resulted in a short field. And I told you about it yesterday. But I do have some faith in him. We certainly have faith in the skill position guys. The trenches. You're still concerned about the defensive line? We talked about that with Connor Riley on Monday.
No, I am. It's my number one concern. I do think the receiving room is going to be better. Kirby, he did this with purpose. He went out and got guys that he felt like could catch the ball, and it didn't matter who was throwing it to him. Glenn Schumann, by the way, the DC, was talking about, you know, they didn't tackle enough. They didn't tackle well enough last year. That's a whole other part of this. It's not whether you're controlling the line of scrimmage. Once the line of scrimmage is controlled, are you tackling? Can you get guys to the ground? And ironically, it's funny because Schumann was talking about this, and then they asked Kirby about it. And he said, look, we do a lot of 11 on 11, but we try not to take guys to the ground because there's a high injury rate when you start doing this in practice. So we have to weigh poor tackling versus tackling a guy and making the play and saying, hey, we'd rather get that work in, even if it involves potential risk of injury. So he says we do the best job we can simulating it. That is my concern, Mike. The tackling is one thing, but controlling the line of scrimmage, especially up front on the D-line, is probably my number one thing. I know a lot of people worried about the offense. I think Bobo, and I know you have your issues with that in the O-line, I think they're going to be okay. He's got to commit to running the football more, but I got to see them get big stops, man, and I didn't see enough of that last year.
Right. I mean, the physicality, that was what was lacking. You know, you go back and you look at 22 and 23, that's kind of that argument we had with Mike Griffiths from Dog Nation a couple months ago.
Right.
Because, you know, he was kind of giving Stetson Bennett, you know, short shrift as far as what he did, because he talked about all the weapons they had on the defensive side and how good they were. Yes, that was, I mean, I'll say it, elite. That was an amazing defense, that's back-to-back championships with guys who go right to the Eagles in the first round as some of the best defenders, you know, in the draft. They haven't had those guys because the depth hasn't been there, because nobody's got the depth right now because of NIL and everything else we know is funky with college football. This is a big year for, I think, some of those guys like Bobo, like Stacey Searles, to see if you can step up. Because, look, Kirby's not going to sit there and run with his buddies and rest on his laurels if they don't get the job done this year.
No, he can't.
And the job won is the championship. There's no excuses. We played the soundbite from Kirby yesterday about all the things that the computer, you know, quarterbacks like being a computer, how do you process? Well, he processed better than Puglisi. He has confidence in him, and he got better weapons. Now, could Carson Beck, with these weapons, have done something special last year? Would those guys have caught the football when he wasn't thrown it to the other team? Probably right.
That's the big question. I think, and this is where I'm at, when you say, Dukes, why are you worried about the D-line? It's simple. You lost all three of your best pass rushers from last year. We have one of them, by the way, in the Atlanta Falcons. So your top three sack artists from 2024 are gone. And now you say, are we going to get enough from our edge guys? It's one thing to talk about control of the line of scrimmage again, Mike, but are you going to get the push you need off the edge? So you got guys that are unproven right now for Georgia, unlike you went into last year and said, oh, man, look, we got Jalen, we got Mikel. It's a different deal. That is why I'm concerned, and that's why I think the task for Glenn Schumann is going to be a little bit different than it's been in the last few years.
Hey, man, we talked about Georgia. They got two, you know, relatively easy games, the Marshall, the Austin Peay of the world, and then they head to Knoxville. For the first time in about 4 years now, Auburn starts with a big out-of-conference opponent and a game in Waco, Texas against Baylor under Brian Harsin and Hugh Freeze. They got Alabama A&M, UMass, Mercer, and Akron. And now, with all the pressure we've talked about with Hugh Freeze and what folks feel he is or isn't doing in recruiting, what's happening with his quarterback room, how dynamic is his offense going to be, how much pressure on Hugh Freeze in that week one, and will the sky be falling if Baylor puts a number on him?
So let me ask you, is the perception that, because I don't think it's fair, like I said, everybody deserves a round every now and then. Is the perception that Hugh Freeze didn't do enough in the offseason because he was preoccupied with some of the stuff that we heard, whether it was true or false? Mm. And look, I think he owned it at SEC Media Days. Like, hey, yeah, I played some golf, but let's not get crazy. Mike, because the point is, if they lose, that's what people are going to be talking about.
Right. That's when the golf thing.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You said, you know, and a lot of guys we're friends with that are Auburn alum have talked about. He's got to get off the damn golf course. It's the same stuff that some Gator fans were saying about Billy Napier when they weren't feeling he was doing his due diligence on the recruiting trail. But hey, man, it's going to be interesting to see how, because I think a lot of folks feel this is where Auburn has to take a step up. We talked about Georgia Tech with expectations. I don't know if those expectations are warranted, but something positive's got to happen with Auburn this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.